In the headlines, local rifle clubs shoot down Sito Sal's proposal to restrict licensed firearms to just the protective services. A 35-year-old man at the center of a viral video stabbing death last Friday in Holtown, St. James, has been charged with murder. The Rastafari community speaks out in defense of cannabis and refutes ties to crime and violence. The public service sector purchasing $3 million worth of electric buses. Meantime, the Ministry of Agriculture is guaranteeing a boost in local production this year. And U.S. stock markets have risen their sharpest in almost two decades, a day after President Trump pauses the 90-day tariff. This is the latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. Local rifle associations are firing at the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, strongly against what they're calling a senseless and misguided proposal to clamp down on gun violence. General Secretary of the CITUSAB, Dennis DePisa, during a recent news conference, urged authorities to freeze all new firearm license approvals and restrict guns to only the police and the BDF. He wants the authorities to find what may be an illegal arms trade occurring in Barbados.
We have said the armed forces and those agencies that are given the authority to bear arms, police, the other security agencies, the defense force, fine. But we are saying for the time being, put a whole halt on the importation of guns and see if we can quell what seems to be an underground activity that has no face as it is. Because we can't seem to find out who the perpetrators are, but we can certainly be able to, if you say no, and to give effect to ensuring at least we make an attempt to control the guns coming into the country.
But in an immediate response, Secretary of the Barbados Clay Target Shooting Association, Mark Gary Field, told Starcom Network News such a move would do nothing to solve Barbados' gun violence problem because illegal firearm holders are not the ones fueling the bloodshed. Mr. Field says energy should be focused on how these unlicensed guns are entering the country.
The firearm violence that is occurring is occurring with illegal firearms that are imported by whatever means into the country, not by legal firearms. So I do not see how withdrawing licensed firearms is going to affect the level of gun violence in the country whatsoever. So to be quite honest, the suggestion is absolutely ridiculous, and I cannot see the logic behind it. Bear in mind that the Commissioner of Police carries a firearm applicant through the ringer there. Highly investigated, background checks and whatnot, before a firearm license is issued. And only a small percentage of persons that apply for a firearm license are these actually granted. So the real key to getting unlicensed firearms off the street is to figure out how they're being imported and smuggled into the country.
That's Secretary of the Barbados Clay Target Shooting Association, Mark Gary Field. Meantime, former President of the Barbados Rifle and Pistol Federation, Antonia Rudder, argues that the issue of gun violence is far more complex than CITUSAB's proposal suggests.
As far as I'm aware, there are very few people, if any, who have had legitimate licenses who have been involved in any crimes using the weapons. I don't agree with that. I think that's a bunch of hogwash. That's nonsense. Reality is that this issue is extremely complex, and these overnight cures that people are looking for will be very difficult to find. The reality is that guns in a lot of cases follow other things, and we need to look at it. It has to be a comprehensive thing. If you look at it objectively, this is a serious problem across the Caribbean. It is not only a Barbadian problem. So I believe it needs a lot more analysis and attention than the emotional responses we are hearing will provide.
Former President of the Barbados Rifle and Pistol Federation, Antonia Rudder. A man has been charged with the murder of Amani Lord, who was fatally stabbed at Holtown. He is 35-year-old Rico Ricardo Boyce of Tambourine Lane, Eagle Hall, St. Michael. Police received reports of an altercation between the two men at the First Street Holtown, St. James area last Friday, which resulted in 20-year-old Lord being fatally stabbed. Boyce is scheduled to appear in the Holtown Magistrate's Court before Magistrate Wayne Clark today at 1 p.m. Meantime, the trial of attorney-at-law George Adolphus Bennett, who is facing multiple charges, including drug offenses and illegal possession of ammunition, is scheduled to begin on the 30th of June. Bennett of number 103 First Avenue, Warner's Gardens, Christchurch, appeared before Justice Pamela Beckles in the number 2 Supreme Court, where he was officially informed of the trial date. The Rastafari community are in total disagreement with the acting director of public prosecutions, Alistair Seal, over the defense of the cannabis plant. Seal recently stated that he had empirical evidence to show that most crime in Barbados had drug use connection. However, interim chairperson of the National Rastafari Registry Secretariat and Trust, Rasai Liv, told Starcom Network the views expressed were disappointing and there were too many other variables linked to crime and violence.
Violence and crime is not in a vacuum. There are many other factors and components. A human being is not made of one thing. There are a lot of different synthetic things that even spring on marijuana. You understand? On scrupulous persons and things. Here the other day, we had a chemical called K9, and everybody saw up on social media how it was doing things. All of these is conspiracies to blame marijuana use, continuously using marijuana as a scapegoat. Violence is a direct response to the inefficiencies and inadequacies of a society and a community of creating spaces or environments of what you will call alienation.
Interim chairperson of the National Rastafari Registry Secretariat and Trust, Ras I Live, in the Lunchtime Edition. The transport system of Barbados seeks to benefit from 15 additional electric buses as the public service vehicle sector reports progress under its transport energy program. This comes on the heels of reports of 30 electric buses for the Barbados Transport Board arriving at the Bridgetown port to be handed over tomorrow. Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, says PSV operators have started to capitalize on the $3 million loan from government to transition to energy-efficient vehicles.
We are going full stream ahead. The association have appointed Mr. Kelvin Scott as the director of the Transport Energy Project. We have stated that we should get at least 15 buses from the $3 million. We will, as early as the next 2 weeks, start interviewing those recipients for those persons who are chosen. And hopefully by the year end, we should see our first set of electric buses being rolled out.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. The Ministry of Agriculture is ramping up its production capacity island-wide, and it has nothing to do with the ongoing global tariff impositions. Minister of Agriculture, Indar Weir, told Starcom Network he was not being led by United States policy, but rather a focus on ensuring Barbados's farming sector maximized potential.
We came up with a plan that would bring back, in the first instance, most of the lands at Lemonaba. You can go up there and see it for yourself. Don't just take my word. We started the cultivation, and I'm trying to get all idle land under government control back into production. That is my aim. It is hundreds of acres, and I'm hoping to do so in a systematic way, growing out what we have in St. John under the Clicquot plantations, and then coming to the private landowners in Barbados. I've already placed them on notice since 2023 that we are going to move towards getting all lands in production. And production doesn't necessarily mean growing food. Production also means creating pastures and hay for the livestock industry, especially the dairy farmers.
That's Minister of Agriculture, Indar Weir. And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump's 90-day pause has seen a positive effect on the U.S. stock market. Stocks like Tesla, Apple, and, of course, Samsung have jumped their biggest yet in almost two decades. Our top stories. Local rifle clubs shoot down Situ Sab's proposal to restrict licensed firearms to just the protective services. A 35-year-old man at the center of a viral video stabbing death last Friday in Holtown, St. James, has been charged with murder today. The Rastafari community speaks out in defense of cannabis and refutes ties to crime and violence. The public service sector purchasing $3 million worth of electric buses. Meantime, the Ministry of Agriculture is guaranteeing a boost in local production this year, and U.S. stock markets have risen their sharpest in almost two decades, a day after President Trump pauses the 90-day tariffs. This has been the latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.